This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
We're the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast.
We're a bunch of local young people who have lots to say, stories to tell and stuff to promote.
All from right here in Greater Green Island on ORFM.
Hello everyone and welcome to our episode of our podcast. My name is Dylan, and alongside me is Ruby, Bree, and Noah. We are your hosts today on behalf of the Youth Action Group. How about we do a round of introducing ourselves and share about maybe the last TV show or movie that you've watched?
I'm very excited to talk about the last TV show I watched, but someone else might have watched it as well. It's very popular at the moment.
It's going to be like some Summer I Turn
Pretty.
Like
come on. Oh. What is it? TSIP, The Summer I Turned Pretty? Come on, guys.
Yeah.
These guys aren't even excited about it. What's going on?
I was disappointed by the last episode. That's why.
I don't have Amazon Prime. I'm broke.
Oh,
that's rough.
That's gone.
I gave up on Amazon Prime for Crunchyroll.
Whatever that is.
Should we get these guys to introduce themselves? It's been a while since we had you two on here. So these guys did our first episode. We got them back.
Because we're legends, guys. My name is Ruby. I am 14 now, and I go to Queens.
Well, my name's Dylan. I'm 14 as well, and I go to Tyree College. College.
It's like a combination of porridge and college. Do you eat porridge at Tyree College? No. I don't know.
Nice, guys.
Hey, guys, my name's Noah. I'm still 23, and thankfully I haven't had to go back to school. It's great. I've even done university, so I shouldn't be going back to school anytime soon.
Hi, guys. It's Bree again. I'm 22, and, I don't really go to school anymore.
Bree forgot her own age.
One time I did tell someone I was 23 recently.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just forgot.
I'm lucky I remembered my age.
Crazy, bro.
Yeah. What TV show have you been watching recently, Ruby?
I've been watching a lot of Victorious.
Oh yeah, that's the Victorious. That's like quite an old show, right?
Yeah. Like
they don't make that anymore.
I know. It's so sad. It was such a good show.
Yeah.
They didn't even finish the end season, which would really annoy me.
Why didn't they finish?
I don't know. I think they just cancelled the show.
That just came out on Netflix, eh?
Like
as a rerun. Yeah. I'm like, it's on my watch list.
Yeah. It's really good. You should watch.
Powerful. How about you, Dylan?
Yeah. I have been watching a lot of, I think I've finished Don to Don.
What? That sounds like a baby. No,
is that anime?
Yeah.
Nice.
It is an anime.
Nice. I'm sure there's people at home who are familiar with anime. I've never watched even an episode, I'm sorry, of anime, despite its popularity.
Have you watched Pokemon?
Is that anime?
That is an
anime.
Oh,
there you are. I have watched anime.
Yep.
You, Pokemon.
Me?
Yeah.
I think something that I've been watching recently is Motorheads. It's on Amazon Prime. It just got cancelled, even though it's got one season. It's really sad.
Amazon Prime, guys. What's up with
that? It's a really good TV show. It's just like kids who are like racing cars and building cars and stuff. It's a great show. Yeah.
Cool.
Do I get to talk about Summer I Turned Pretty, even though I brought it up before? I'm just saying to people at home, and my team Conrad and my team Jeremiah, you know what? I'm low-key kind of team Belly, get away from that family and leave them alone, because I've got a cute brotherhood, and we don't need her ruining that. That's all I'll say that.
Team Cam Cameron.
Low-key, he was pretty cool.
He was cool.
He was cool. Let's leave Summer I Turned Pretty there.
We'll be talking about it.
I don't even know what that show is.
Yeah.
That's all I talk about at work. Anyway, sorry.
Well, a little while ago, on the 13th of September, the Greater Green Island Community Network held a get-together at the Dunedin City Baptist Church. There were people from all over the Greater Green Island area, including the Youth Action Group. We interviewed some people at the event. Listen to hear what they had to say.
How do you like this event so far?
It hasn't really started up yet. I can see the band getting ready and the Youth Action Group still is face painting and you can decorate cookies, but yeah, otherwise it's pretty cool.
What's your favourite thing being today?
The music. The music's really cool. My favourite thing today has been meeting all the enthusiastic kids who've been coming up to our stall to plant native trees. It's been so good to see smiling faces and trees being taken away to be put in the ground.
What's your favourite thing doing here today?
Probably the bracelet making. It was fun and you got to pick a lot of beads.
How are you liking the performances so far?
They've been really good. I'm so impressed by Concord School right now.
I really like the community here. They're very, very keen to come to our stall, for example. We're from the Tohutta Otago Museum, and everyone is so curious and so motivated to talk to us. So I think you have really nice people here.
Dylan, what's your highlight of the get-together so far?
The power going out.
Brutal, it's kind of my low light, but that's all good. Sakuya, how about you?
The power is going out.
Okay, these guys love that the power is going out. There we are.
Can you do any voice impressions?
I can't do any impressions, but I can do a bit of an accent.
If you could be any colour, what colour would you be?
My favourite colour is turquoise. I don't know if I'd be turquoise. I don't know.
What is one thing people could do to enhance the communities they live in?
Have more events like this.
We definitely need a toilet at the playground by Moyles, and we need a better footpath under the Burnside underpass.
I think that more community events like this would be awesome. Like, I really enjoy these kinds of things that bring people together and have our kids performing and stuff as well. It's real cool.
What do you love about Greater Green Island?
I love the community and all the different groups that are involved, and yeah, just all the opportunities for families and things in the community.
And if you could be any Disney princess, what one would you be?
What's the name of that princess in Aladdin?
Jasmine.
Jasmine. I would be Jasmine, totally.
What is your stall for?
We are DCBC. We've got a photo booth, and we've also got guessing the amount of gumballs in the jar.
Why are you here today?
I'm Callum Blackley here from Dunedin Fire Brigade. We're just promoting some home fire safety visit. We can come to your house, put up free smoke alarms, make sure your fuddy is safe.
What are you doing here today?
Okay, so I'm here with the Curtain Bank, and what we do is we give curtains out to people in the community that need them. People can access the Curtain Bank and get free curtains. We do that because curtains are a really awesome way of keeping the heat in your house.
What are you doing here today?
Singing and working for the Youth Action Group.
What advice do you have for the Youth Action Group?
You're doing a great job. Just keep doing what you're doing. Get people's ideas and go with it. You're doing a great job.
What is your favourite movie?
50 First Dates.
Why is it?
I love Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler.
Thank you. That's all. Thank you so much.
So that was a really cool event that we did, eh, Ruby?
It was pretty cool. So, what was everyone's favourite thing about, like, what's everyone's favourite thing about that day, like, that you enjoyed?
I can tell you what wasn't my favourite thing about that day.
Power.
The power going out.
We're talking about favourites, not
sorry,
least favourites.
Sorry, that's all I can really remember. At about halfway, not even halfway, 30 minutes into our three-hour event, we lost power due to some average driving from someone who we don't know, and we never got it back. And so my highlight was going to be playing Hunger Ball, which was an inflatable, which required power, but I didn't even get there. So I suppose my highlight...
We could have just naturally blew it up, get someone to blow it up.
Just 100 people.
Wow.
Just getting old to ride one of those electric buttons, the whole thing.
Let's do that next time. Good backup. I'm also really gutted. I missed the Concord School band play. That would have been a real highlight.
They were really good.
Yeah. I suppose, I'll be honest, I'll be a little bit selfish. One of my highlights was at the end of the day, they had a few leftover pottles of hot chips.
Oh, that was good.
Ate literally about four of them. So thank you to the Green Island Lions Club for that.
What about you, Bri?
Okay, kind of a cop-out answer, but I think my favourite thing about the event was just seeing everyone work together and, like, keep going, even though there was, like, a bunch of bunch of not great stuff happening. Like, it was still a really, really great event, even though, yeah, the power went out. There were just so many things behind the scenes that just went kind of chaotic because of things like that. But, like, from what we heard, like, everyone's had such a fun time still, and, like, the performances kept going. The Youth Action Group kept doing their jobs. Everyone kept doing just, like, keep going on and just worked their hardest to make it a good event.
What about you, Pick?
Yeah.
I mean, Dylan. Sorry. Nicknames.
I think my favourite...
I'm so sorry.
Stop laughing.
Was that anyway. Pig? Did you say pig?
No, pick.
P-I-C-K.
Oh, I thought you said pig as well.
Oh, like, what is going on? People at home are going to think you guys are like...
It's pickle. Like pickle.
Pickle. Dill pickle.
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 Pick. Okay. Okay, good cool. thing it's not go, Dylan. Pig. Okay, go.
I think my favourite part about it was just seeing, like, a bunch of people that I knew, just, like, friends and other people that were, like, there for that event. It was just fun, like, talking to them and stuff. And also the power going out. That was pretty fun.
A highlight. True.
Fair enough.
I've got to skip a whole 30 minutes worth of job.
Valid.
I think my favourite thing about that day was seeing Janita Juanita.
Hey?
Jan. Sorry. Me with the nicknames, but I need to
Janita.
Who is Jan for those at home?
Jan is a lovely member of a local church in Green Island. She also helps run the Oasis group, which is a group of people who like come to a group of people who like come together every Tuesday to just talk about stuff, have some fun, do some activities.
An after school club, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So that was the Green Island get together event.
Yeah, it was a great Saturday to say the least. The community came together as one and educated people on the services we have in the greater Green Island area. Not only was there a get-together, the Youth Action Group united to clean up the Brighton area along with some locals. Some of the people from YAG who intended was Ruby May, Bree and Noah. I wasn't able to make it, so I have a few questions for them. Okay, so why did you decide to clean up the beach?
I guess the Youth Action Group decided to clean up the beach. We had a massive vote for starters, but the idea for cleanup kind of came about in some preliminary thinking that we did with the whole group of what do they care about. And what do they like about the community? A bunch of stuff like that. And it was Keep New Zealand Beautiful Week or something.
Mm.
What was it called?
It was
Keep New Zealand Clean or something?
Keep New Zealand Beautiful is a nationwide organisation. And from September 19th to the 25th, they hosted a clean-up week for groups all over the country to pick an area that they love, clean it up, and then they'd get free disposal of waste, which we made the most of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. How many people came?
Specifically, we had 21. I did end up taking a roll for safety purposes, but just to know who was there, we had 21 people. We had 5 members from the Youth Action Group. Some of their parents came, cousins, siblings. There were even a few people just from the community who either live in the area or saw our ad out online, and they came along.
Shout out to the firefighter, Caleb, who came.
Absolutely. Shout out.
Legend.
Yep, absolute legend. He was fantastic.
So how many bags did you end up filling?
I think we filled like just over 12, I think.
12 bags of rubbish, which is massive, and then plus like a bunch of other stuff as well.
Like
glass.
Glass
was included because we wrapped it up, but there was also a bunch of like massive items that we just didn't put in.
We found the tire.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A wheel off a car.
I'm pretty sure he has the like logo from the tire.
Yep, Christopher kept that, and his dad, who works for Enviro Waste, disposed of it for us. Thank
Lovely
you, Christopher's
man.
Dad. Yep.
Did you guys like find a spot that was like the most messiest out of all of them?
It's just the Brighton area, I think, was just an area on a number of people's hearts, some place they love. But I do know that a couple of the Youth Action group members, Esme and Bella, who go to Big Rock, they know Brighton better than most. They were aware of a spot that was prone to getting a lot of rubbish, and they spent quite a while. I think they filled up 4 or 5 sacks of rubbish in some area where rubbish seems to collect. So
it was like the ditch across from the school, I think.
across from the school, yeah.
What was the weirdest thing you found? Just like out, just like what's the weirdest piece of rubbish that you ended up finding?
I found a Gloria Bakery pie wrapper with like half a pie still in it.
Was it warm?
I don't know. I didn't want to touch it. I'd use the gravity.
No, I probably would have.
You didn't eat it?
No.
Oh, fair enough.
Did it taste good?
No.
What about you, Noah?
What's the weirdest thing I found? I'll be honest. I did a lot of walking around after people had cleaned up areas, and I was doing a lot of coordinating, making sure people were safe. So I didn't actually pick up a whole lot of rubbish, I'll be honest about that. I don't think I could add anything interesting. Out of the box, just the normal plastic and lots of glass. It was weird how much glass there was.
That was a lot.
Yeah. Yourself, yeah.
What about you, Bri?
I actually personally didn't pick up anything super interesting that I can say. And then, but I was with Christopher when he found the tyre. And I just think that was a pretty funny find.
Did you put it in the bag?
It was like just in some bushes. And then we like had to roll it back. It was quite heavy. I was just like, yeah. It was a nice tyre as well. So, yeah.
Nice tyre. I kind of wish I went now, because that sounded like something fun. I kind of wanted to find out. I wanted to see what I could find. I was babysitting, so, like, I couldn't go. Sad.
Now, it's game time. Today we're playing Imposter Who, the game where one of us is pretending to know the word, and the rest of us has to guess who it is. Here's how it works. Everyone gets the same secret word, except one sneaky player who gets a hint on what the word is. We'll each take turns giving out short clues about our word. The imposter's job is to blend in and guess what the real word is, while the rest of us are trying to expose who the imposter is. After a few rounds, we vote on who we think the imposter is. If we catch them, we win. But if they survive or guess a real word, the imposter takes the win. Let's go. Let's get started.
Okay, just for everyone at home, we're passing around the phone. You can get the game Imposter Who on the App Store. This isn't sponsored, by the way, but it's just a fun game. Yeah, so everyone is having a look.
I haven't played it with the app yet. Will it show me either the word or a hint?
Yeah,
it will
show you the word.
I'm going to press Noah. Oh, my name's on there.
Really?
Yep, I set this up beforehand, Noah.
Awesome. So it just shows one word. Cool.
And then you hit next player.
Cool.
Was that the last one? Yep. It says start game.
Okay, so
who wants to go first?
Oh, it usually says, does it say who's starting first?
Dylan starts the conversation.
Go, Dylan. Okay, I'll start.
It says reveal imposter, and I could
do not
win the game right
that.
Now.
Don't do that.
Or did I? Ha ha ha, we'll find out. Which way are we going?
We'll go
clockwise.
Yep, normal way.
Yeah.
Dylan, what's your first word?
Plants.
Okay. I'm just going to go ahead with the word dressing. Yeah, no, you get it, right?
Interesting.
Wait, what?
Dressing. You get it.
I don't get it.
That's exactly what someone who's an imposter would say. Oh, you get it. You get it. Nah,
I don't even know how to describe the word.
I low key.
Oh, wait. I kind of get Dylan's one, actually. I don't get Bree's.
I'll defend Bree.
I get it. I get it.
Go now.
That was the
power.
Yeah.
Power.
If you guys don't get this, snakes.
What happens now? Do we
Dylan
go around
goes
again?
Now. Again.
Do you want to go again?
We just go a couple times.
Divine. I don't know.
I'm thinking you are all imposters right now.
I think that was...
Okay. Snakes is a bit out of...
Okay. You get it though, right?
Yeah.
Green.
Evil.
Sus,
you can't actually... one.
Should we guess imposter after we get to Ruby?
Okay. Yeah, 2 rounds.
Almighty.
Ooh.
Nice.
Is it? Similar, so everyone's been around
similar
twice.
Similar to
the
word
I've
said.
Been around twice.
Should we go through and say the two words that we said again?
Yeah, sure.
Or do we just...
Oh, I forgot the words I said.
We'll just cut.
Okay, we'll just cut.
You said plants and...
Green?
Divine.
And then I said...
Dressing.
Dressing and green.
Green. I said power and evil.
I said snakes and almighty.
Almighty.
Okay. Should we all point to the person we think it is? Or say it out. Should we say it out loud, actually?
Say it out loud.
Yeah. Say it out loud. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Dylan. I think it's Noah. Oh.
Is it? Is what, it who Dylan? Did you say, Ruby?
Dylan.
So we... Did you say Dylan as well?
I said Dylan.
Oh,
oh damn.
Dylan.
Dang.
Are you imposter?
I'm not the imposter.
Oh, should we reveal the imposter?
Nah. Was the word
reveal
green
reveal the imposter? Bree.
Brianna. Hey,
oh.
Green goddess? Why that is such a
snakes.
Weird word.
I thought that was the hint.
Did you guys not get
my
snakes?
Hint was dressing.
I saw green goddess.
Your
and
hint was dressing.
Yeah.
The word, what?
Oh, you said, I thought I was the imposter because I thought it had to be one word. No. I thought green goddess
says,
was the hint.
No. That is the word. If you're the imposter,
it says imposter.
Imposter.
Random.
I was like thinking to myself, like, wait, am I the imposter? And I just didn't
see
the word.
Yeah, I was doing that too because I had no idea what green goddess was. When she said, when I said
yeah,
plants,
if
because,
I had
like,
known
now,
I definitely
goddess, like,
dressing. What,
nature,
well, do you guys know what
dressing?
I mean by snakes, though?
Yeah, yeah,
well. Yeah.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
Yeah.
Well, that was I won then. Thanks,
interesting.
Guys.
Interesting.
Good job.
Yeah. What was your second word?
It was my only, my green.
Crazy.
How'd you work that out?
I just made something up.
No, you didn't.
No, I did.
You cheated.
No, I did not.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
She downloaded hacks
snake.
Before this game.
They said snake and
why
stuff
would you say
green?
Okay, I think Bree should be put on trial. That's sus.
Oh, that's what got me looking at Bree funny.
We need to play that again because I thought it should only be one word. So I thought I was the imposter, which was weird.
Yeah, I just thought I heard Bree say green and I just like...
Because on reflection, dressing is like... Dressing is random.
But that was a hard game. I think it was better than I expected. We should probably play that. We should play that again on the next time, like on the podcast.
Now it's time for the amazing segment that I thought of: Three Little Pings of Doom. This is where you go into your most used app and say the last three people you've messaged. You tell us the last conversation you had with them, but with absolutely no context. Just throw it out there and move on. Now I'll get your phone out because you're first.
So good, and we've only got 2 minutes left in our podcast, so we're going to have to rip through this.
Oh,
okay,
gosh.
You want me to show the last three?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, my brother, I just talk it out. My brother sent me an Instagram reel, and he said, look what just appeared on my feed. It's something that I had just showed him earlier that day. It's kind of creepy how the thing listens to you, and I just said, ha, 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 ha. I'm not going to tell you what the reel was, because that will expose me. As being someone sus.
Lovely.
Okay. Next one was one of my best mates. He was sending me reels like hit reels from rugby, like someone getting absolutely smoked. And we were kind of having a laugh about it because our flatmate was talking himself up the other night about how tough he was when he was like year 10. He was playing weight rugby. He was like, it was under 55 kgs. He was like 55 kgs and he just like smoked everyone. And I was like, haha, brutal. Man, what I'd pay to see clips of my flatmate dominating opposition as a young man. And the last one's even the driest of them all. It's me talking to my partner's sister about her hens do, which is happening this weekend. And it's just like, she said, sounds good. And I was like, just confirming the photo shoot is this Saturday at XYZ time.
Hey?
I probably shouldn't have said that because Brie might be attending.
Yes, I am attending.
You'll find that out tomorrow. Don't say anything.
Okay,
don't say anything, Brie.
You're
not allowed to say anything.
Won't.
It's all a secret. I took too long. Who's next?
It's
I believe Dylan's
Bree.
Next.
Bree's
next. Oh, Bree's next.
Okay, so my first one is, again, not... Mine are really dry, but mine was with my friend, Wyoda, who has this business called Sela, and I just was asking for a zip-up hoodie, and I was just like, yo, can I have a... This I want like a zip up size like small hoodie, and she was like, "Yo, she can do that. She's a legend."
Oosh.
Then my other one. This is slightly kind of bad. I got my face painted. I'm not going to show pictures, but this is my best friend saying,
"Show the camera."
Nope. It's worse with the lines and stuff because it's almost giving tribal at points.
Oh.
And then a picture of Drake in blackface was sent.
Oh.
And I just said that anyway. I wanted to show you. I would like to say, I do not approve of blackface at all. But
Moving right along.
Yeah, next person. Dylan, it's your turn.
I'm going to go from my third person to my first. So for mine, it was the group chat with some friends from Oasis, and it was just a bunch of snaps.
God, I remember that.
Just some random snaps sent. I think it's like images of Ruby and then one of our friends Olivia playing with her dog. Other one is my friend Max, and it's also just snaps. There's nothing interesting. And my first one was with Ruby May. Just like completely, there's not even any context to this.
Should I say it as well?
You should say it.
Okay.
So it was like, just out of nowhere, I said floating cheese sandwiches.
And I said, OMG, that was so funny, haha, especially when your mum saw us.
Yeah.
And then I said, OMG, we should hang out and make chicken foot and mustard sandwiches and throw them at your brother.
What the?
Yeah, I said he would start tap dancing as a defense mode while protecting his pot of golden lucky charms.
And I said, and he'll eat the flute. And he'll eat the fish that flew in his ear. Then he'll marry the Eiffel Tower and fall into One Direction. And then I said, it's wild. And I did that. And then I said, fish flag. Fish flag.
Yeah. So weird. I was saying stuff about,
something
I think
in
that's Spanish. All I can see is pizza and 7-Eleven.
That was funny.
So... now that I'm done, you can finish yours, Ruby.
Well, my other ones are kind of dry, so I just won't share this. Maybe that was an idea, a good idea. Maybe I shouldn't have thought that.
Yeah.
So shot team for today. I think we're about finished our time here, though.
Yeah, see us out, Dylan and Ruby.
Yeah, well, that's us for this episode. Thanks for hanging out with us. Whether you laugh, learn something, or just listened in awkward silence, we appreciate you.
Make sure to follow the next podcast so you don't miss what's coming up. And if you know a local legend or have an idea for a segment, hit us up. You'll hear from us in a fortnight. See ya.
That's us for another episode of the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast here on ORFM.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tell your mates, your dog, and your nan. Catch you next time. Ka kite.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.